A survey of 7,000 U.S. gas stations show prices at the pump are the highest they've been since June last year. As a result, many Americans are scrambling to find the best deals.
This is great. 308, it has been 320, 319, and I drive a 07 Expedition, so I'm trying to find the best gas prices I can.
But not everyone is impressed. This North Carolina driver accuses oil companies of gouging consumers.
The gas companies ought to be ashamed of themselves for what they're charging this country. Profit's one thing, but that kind of profit, I mean, everybody's in business to make a profit, but that's just a little bit outrageous.
Analysts say it's not that simple. New economic data and the prospect of future interest rate cuts continues to weaken the U.S. dollar, making oil more attractive for investors. Heightened tensions in the Middle East have also led to supply worries. But Standard & Poor's energy analyst Tina Vital says current gasoline inventories don't support continuing high prices.
We see a lot of increased supply this year and over the next 3 to 5 years, which should help ease the oil markets. And in addition, this year, we see the U.S. economy slowing, and we expect that global oil demand figures for the year are likely overstated and won't come down. So with new supply coming on stream and demand weakening, that probably set the stage for lower oil prices. And our target price for the year is around $78.
The U.S. Energy Department forecasts the price of gasoline to peak at about 84 cents per liter before they begin to stabilize in a few months. Millar Sega, VOA News.